Could you give me your full name, please, Anne?
Oh, it's Anne Sydney, like Australia.
And do you live in Dorset, Anne?
Yes, I live in Bridport, and I live in South Street, right in the middle of Bridport.
Hello.
It's a wonderful place.
And how long have you lived there?
I've lived there for about 7 years, and I'd never been to Bridport before.
Before you moved?
Before I moved.
You just moved here?
I just moved here. I went investigating different towns around Dorset, and one or two of them I didn't really like, and then I landed in Bridport, and I felt very comfortable, and that's been the case ever since.
What was it that sort of made you feel comfortable? Was it the people or the kind of the things that were going on there?
Well, it was the things that were going on. And my son was with me and he said, look, it's got mobility centre, undertaker and lots of pound shops. What else do you need? But I was looking for more of a cultural life.
Okay.
And there was lots going on. And people were friendly. People look healthy and smiley in Bridport. It's not like most places. And I thought I might have a longer life expectation in Bridport.
You're the first person who said that that's why they moved.
It's not why I moved to Bridport.
It's a consideration.
It's a consideration, yes.
It's just an honest consideration, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, I was living in a very polluted part of the world.
Where were you? Where were you before?
Southeast London.
Is that where you knew each other from?
That's where we first knew each other, yes. Yeah. Yeah, we were neighbours. Well, we knew each other before we became neighbours. Mm. We were neighbours for 8 or 9 years, and then have been close friends ever since.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I knew her when she was 21.
And you know this area, just outside Bridport, we're in Simonsbury.
Yeah, in fact, every year on my birthday, I climb Comers Hill with a gaggle of people of all ages, and we take bottles of bubbly up to the top, and there's a trig point that makes a really, really useful bar. And then
it's just the right height.
It is. And we have a drink and we sing a bit, and then we walk down unsteadily, and then we go and have something to eat.
Lovely.
Yeah. And it's a tradition, and I'm afraid it had to be paused last year because people couldn't get here. But it's all very informal, and there are dogs and babies. And it's all very nice.
So it's become a ritual, a birthday ritual.
It has. Yeah.
Have you been at Colmes?
It's a tradition.
Not for the birthday ritual.
Not for the birthday ritual.
Because it's in term time.
Extraneous.
It's in term time, so that makes that hard. Anne has taken us up to Colmes Hill and gone through the Holloway. First time was just after I'd read the Robert McFarlane Holloway book, which was beautiful. And there is a sort of a magic in these places. So thought that you're walking somewhere that's been walked for thousands, well, hundreds, probably thousands of years by maybe not directly our ancestors, but...
Our ancestors certainly, yeah. Lovely.
It's a beautiful place.
And have you read, we've both got, Martin and I love Rogue Mail, partly because we've done lots of work in this area and in the Holloway, which is the Geoffrey Household novel that's set in the Holloway.
The adaptation on the radio.
On BBC Sounds, yeah.
I have read it. I thought it was a ripping yarn. And I heard at some point that Benedict Cumberbatch was
the
lead in the film. But
a remake.
I haven't heard anything since then. That was a few years
ago. I've only heard from people who've been talking to us here over the last 2 days who've told me that he's in a remake that's going to happen, but it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Because the original film was Peter O'Toole.
Yes.
I haven't actually seen the film, but I've read the book a few times, and I've listened to it on the BBC Sounds as well.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I love the Holloways around here.
So other than here, the birthday ritual, where else are your go-to places from Bridport where you have either other rituals or places that you like to return to or take people to?
We've been to the chapel, haven't we? St Luke's Chapel in the woods. That's magical.
You told me about this place.
I did, and you haven't been yet.
Well, no, because you told me to go in bluebell season.
So she's still waiting
for the summer, so I have thought of you almost every time I've driven past that turn off. And I do drive there quite often. to and from Portland.
Well, you'll have to go and find it for yourself.
I forgot it was called St Luke's Chapel, actually.
Yeah, it's on the map. It's on the OS map. It is. Yes, it's one of these places that's got a very old atmosphere, predating the chapel, I think. And a pagan sort of place.
Can you, for the audio, can you tell us where that is? I remember you've told me before.
Right.
But not exactly, if you want
people
to keep it
to
secret.
Know, yeah.
Just vaguely.
Well, it's above Abbotsbury.
Okay, that's enough. Yeah. Secret place.
So from the turn off the road, you can see down to Chisel Beach, can't you?
Yeah, don't give them any more hints.
That's it. Okay. And why do you think it's special there? What is it that makes it feel special?
You don't hear anything but natural sounds. There's a stream and birds.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful wood at all times of year, really, but especially in bluebells. And
I don't know why I'm waiting for the bluebells. I could go in.
Yeah, it's just sort of magical. You sort of step off the main track and go through this very narrow, well, it was a very narrow footpath. It's getting a bit too wide now. So I won't tell you any more about that.
Can I ask you, because you said that it's probably pre-Christian, the actual site itself.
Yeah.
Do you think so. That places carry memory of the people who've been in them before?
It feels like that. Yeah.
Do you think that's possible?
It's very, very clearly a place that people feel that they have to go there to mark occasions now, not just religious things. The first time you brought us, it still had little shrines for World Holocaust Day there, with messages and stones. A little candle there and stones. And that was one of the most incredibly moving things to see. Yes. And people have left little mementos, obviously, of people they've loved and lost there.
Yes. And my
it
family
satisfies.
Well.
So we have a there's an tree. Accretion of humanity there, isn't there?
Of again, sort of new rituals of people making it their own space to remember.
Mm-hmm.